going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Bills Mafia. We know there's only one topic every day. All Bills, all the time. And now Matt Bove and Sal Capaccio are going really deep, talking Bills all year long, because it's always game day in Buffalo.
Okay, well, yearly tradition here. Matt and I are coming at you about 1 o'clock in the morning. It is here at One Bills Drive. The Bills do make a selection this year in the first round as opposed to last year. 3 months, Matt, after Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott sat right here at this very podium that we are sitting at doing this. 3 months after they said they wanted to add speed and playmaking ability, they selected the man who ran the fastest 40-yard dash at the combine and led the SEC in interceptions 2 years ago. And Max Hairston said he wants to be called Max, prefers that. I think they checked those boxes, they said.
Yeah, right. I mean, 4.28 is ridiculous. You can't teach that. So clearly there's intangibles there. And I like the Bills going upside here, right? It's, yeah, there's a high ceiling. And yeah, maybe it's a miss, but it's the 30th overall pick. So for me, I think that there is a lot of upside. There's a lot of untapped potential. I know that a lot is going to be made of the tackling concerns, right? I mean, we were just a couple weeks ago, you're in Florida for the NFL league meetings, and Brandon Bean's like, we don't want guys who are just jumping out of the pile after the play has been made. You know, you look at the beast from Dane Brugler at The Athletic about all of the prospects, and one of his strengths was that he is getting better at showing that he wants to be a tackler, right? Like, that's not necessarily a ringing endorsement of like, hey, this guy's going to go out in the open field and make hits and make plays and everything. But like, the speed is just so intriguing to me. 4.28 is ridiculously fast. So, you know, even if he gets tied up or if he makes a bad read or he tries to jump a play that isn't there, he can catch up and try and make a play. So I like it. I like the upside of it.
And listen, it's not his primary job. You want to tackle people. Of course you have to, but run support isn't something that he's going to be, you know, the main guy on. He's going to have to basically be covering people. That's really what his job is going to be first and foremost. He's going to enter a cornerback room that, let's start with Christian Benford. Christian Benford just signed a 4-year contract extension. Conceivably, these are your next two corners for the next 5 years if things work out, because you have Benford for 5 years and you have a 5th-year option on Max Hairston. But we also just saw a few years ago that didn't work out with a first-round pick in Kyrie Elam, which is why Benford's playing in the first place. Tre'Davious White, Dane Jackson. Looks like they've kind of raised the floor, and now they've also raised the ceiling.
Yeah, has all of a sudden cornerback actually become a pretty solid position for the Bills with Christian Benford, Max Hairston, Tre'Davious White, and Dane Jackson? There's a lot of guys there. And then, oh, by the way, you still like what you get from Jamarcus Ingram, from guys like Cam Lewis. Of course, Taron Johnson, one of the best nickel corners in the NFL. It's funny because when they made the pick, one of the immediate things that I saw on social media, of course, the reactions are ridiculously fast of like, oh, he's not big enough. And I understand that he's not like as big of a cornerback as you might ideally want. You know whose body type he is eerily similar to? Tre'Davious White, 190, 5'11". So I'm not saying they're the same player or anything like that, but I am saying from a size standpoint, I don't think anybody was ever like, oh my goodness gracious, Tre'Davious White is so small. I know the injuries happened, but the injuries were non-contact things. Those were not results of, you know, him not being the biggest frame cornerback around there. The name that was intriguing was Will Johnson. You know, we're sitting here in the media room, we're talking about it. As he is continuing to fall, you go, well, how far is this guy going to fall? Clearly, the injury concern is something that people are paying attention to. I mean, Carl Jones was sitting behind me, Josh Reed behind me, Dan Fates were behind me. They were all talking about the minute that Harbaugh passed on him. Like, that's the guy who brought him to Michigan. If they didn't feel comfortable taking him, then there's got to be some sort of concern there. It was interesting, though, because as the Bills were on the pick, I think a lot of us collectively were like, okay, Trey Amos time, right? And I don't know if it would have been Malachi Starks if he was available. There was a lot of smoke there over the course of the last couple of days. So you're like, okay, Trey Amos always felt kind of like the perfect fit. So this surprised me. I was not expecting Max Harrison, but I also don't dislike it. I just think that there's a lot of potential there.
Will Johnson never even got selected because there were two more picks after the Bills. He did not go. So he's still on the board as they go to day two. And you're right. I think it's obviously... when he's healthy, he might be the best corner in this draft, but obviously there's a concern right there. When the Bills were on the clock, I thought it might have been Donovan Azaruku from Boston College. Thank you. 16 and a half sacks a year ago, led the NCAA. I thought maybe that was the guy. Mm-hmm. The Bills pivot and they go to the cornerback position. Notably, as people know, if they've been following and listening to me for the last 24 hours, I was never a believer that the Bills would go safety. I still don't think that that's something that they're going to do or want to do early in this draft. I do think it's going to happen a little bit later in the draft where they can add depth to that position. This was a spot corner where you could make a conceivable argument that there's an open roster spot. There's an open starting spot. There's not many of those on the roster. So they go get a guy that has the traits that they said they wanted. And Matt, he's going to compete for a starting job right away.
Oh, definitely. He's going to compete. And you go back to the, if he wins the starting job, he's going to be on the field a ton. So you talk about the rotational defensive tackles that we talked about for so many weeks and months leading up to the NFL draft. Maybe it's a different conversation if Kenneth Grant is available. He gets taken 13th, so there was no chance the Bills were sniffing him. Maybe there's a different conversation if Derek Harmon's available. He gets taken 21 to the Steelers. So once again, the Bills weren't even close for that conversation. So maybe if those guys were available, then you feel comfortable going like, okay, we're going to take a defensive tackle who's going to play 50 to 60% of the snaps, but he's going to be super impactful. If Hairston is the player that they think he is going to step onto the field and become a full-time starter unless Tre'Davious White all of a sudden looks like it's 2022 or 2021. Well, I was going to say 2019, but he's not going to look like it's 2019 again. If he looks like he did after coming back from the first season-ending injury, I just think that, you know, this now all of a sudden is a position of strength for the Bills. And when you see how last season ended, it was not a position of strength when they played against the Kansas City Chiefs at all. After Christian Benford goes down, Kyir Elam comes in. If they had the cornerback room they have now then, maybe they were the team that goes to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. So I have no issue with them addressing the cornerback position.
A couple house cleaning items here when it comes to Max Harrison. I just told you he prefers Max. We asked him that. His name is Maxwell, but he said he does prefer Max. He also has a nickname of Mad Max. I asked him how he got that. He said when he was in Little League, he was a little bit smaller, but his high energy, and we saw the high energy on display. That's how he got the nickname Mad Max. Speaks to me. I have a son named Max, and yeah. I call him Mad Max. That's pretty cool. So that's very cool. And he was a college teammate of Ray Davis. Ray Davis had eyeball emojis before the pick. And our buddy Andy Young was sitting next to me and said, maybe it's Max Harrison because he's doing this. And when I asked Brandon Bean, or I'm sorry, ex-Max Harrison about him, he said, tell him I'm coming. I'm moving in. They seem to have a really good relationship. Brandon Bean did say that he did talk to Ray Davis about Max Harrison.
And how about the anecdote that he shared, Max Harrison, that he was at the Lions game because Ray Davis gave him tickets to the game. Oh, and he was like, I saw Josh Allen just absolutely go nuts in that game. And I kept thinking to myself, how cool would it be to play for that team? Well, now he gets to play for that. I mean, what did the Bills score in that game? Like 45, 48 points, whatever it was. So he certainly saw what the offense could do. The defense gave up a lot of points in that game, a lot of big plays. So now he has a chance to be a difference maker for the Buffalo Bills and for their defense.
All right. So Brandon Bean said they did have a first round grade on him. I wouldn't expect any different, but
what was he going to say, though? Right, is he going to be like, no, we had a second-round grade on him?
But I will tell you, I mean, he also said they did have a chance to move down, and he said he would have done it if he didn't have somebody with a first-round grade, but because he did, that's why they took Max Harrison. But, you know, we know that they also didn't have a lot of first-round grades, so it makes sense if they were staying there. He did have some opportunity for teams that wanted to move up. He said no, didn't want to do that. they took Max Harrison. So now we turn the page to day number two. Mm-hmm. I still believe, I've maintained for a while now, and I'm going to keep saying this, I believe the Bills go defense heavy even into Friday night. I think they're looking front seven now instead of back seven. I still think it's going to be defense, and I think front seven is now going to be addressed.
I feel like one of the picks is I think you're right. I think both of the picks are probably going to be defense. It's probably going to be a defensive tackle and an edge rusher. If it was me, I would address wide receiver with one of the picks. I don't think they're going to, but I think there's some fun options for the Bills out there. The thing that I keep going back to is you are one injury away at wide receiver from really being in a bind, right? If something happens to Khalil Shakir, like what are you going to do? Are you starting Curtis Samuel every single play? If you're, you know, in like, there's just a lot of questions that you have at that position. I would add a wide receiver personally, but I think you're right. I think they're probably addressing defensive tackle, and then best available edge rusher is going to be what I'm expecting.
Luther Burden's still out there.
Yeah. I mean, like, that would be so, to me, like, so worth it. I don't think he'll be there when they are picking, because they're going to have to wait until late in the second round. But I would also absolutely endorse a move up, not with both second round picks, but if your fourth gets you up to a position where you could go and get somebody who you think could be a difference maker. The other name, my colleague Dom Tibbetts from Channel 7 is writing something right now. Xavier Watts from Notre Dame. If you were really believing the Malachi Starks safety hype, Xavier Watts is like a ball hawk, awesome player who I know that safety isn't the biggest need for the Bills, but feels like it would be a really fun addition for them.
How about the rest of the draft? Anything notable stand out? Let's first start with the AFC East. Kenneth Grant, a target people thought could go to the Bills, goes to the Miami Dolphins in the AFC East. Yeah, that was a little high for him, maybe. Membu, the tackle, goes to the New York Jets with the 7th overall pick. And, of course, Will Campbell. Thank you. I keep wanting to say Will Johnson because of the Michigan guy. Will Campbell goes to the Patriots. You had all three division rivals take guys in the trenches. Mm-hmm. The Bills are the only one that took somebody who plays a different position than something offensive or defensive line.
Yeah, nothing that happened in the division was super surprising. I would say the Kenneth Grant was the most surprising. There was a lot of smoke.
Because of how high he went?
Just about how high he went. There was a lot of smoke that was tying the Dolphins to cornerbacks. Yep. But the two corners that they were tied to constantly were Will Johnson, and clearly there's a medical concern there, and then Jahdae Barron. Now, Jahdae Barron, for me, and a lot of people, was the guy that I thought made the most sense for the Bills. Now, I know not the biggest player either, but so much versatility, so much of a ceiling as well. Just like a really safe prospect, it felt like. I would have supported the Bills moving up, but he also went a little bit earlier than it was probably comfortable for them get it. You know, that at that point, it cost a second-round pick. I think that they probably went into this weekend being like, all right, we're adding three players in the top 62 who should all be difference makers for us, and then whatever happens in the rounds after that, we shall see.
Jackson Dart is the second quarterback off the board. He goes to the New York Giants. Joe Shane's kid obviously was
tipping the pick.
He actually put like the highlight video together and posted, I'm guessing unintentionally, because he made his account private yesterday. So he must have known something was coming in the works for Jackson Dart. That means Shedeur Sanders not taken at all in the first round. He drops to the second round, but you get two quarterbacks, Cam Ward and Jackson Dart, in the first round. And then Shedeur Sanders still on the board there. And of course, the big trade that was made to start the entire draft off, basically. And that's Cleveland moving out of the two spot to Jacksonville. And I got to tell you, I think Cleveland made a mistake having a guy like Travis Hunter on the board, a generational talent who would immediately walk in and be their best football player overall, other than Myles Garrett, I guess, their best football player on offense and defense other than Myles Garrett. And look, I understand they got a haul and I get it. And I know why they did it. I just think if I'm a Cleveland Browns fan today, I'm thinking, my goodness, you had a chance at a generational type player and you passed on him.
Clearly, I think the focus is about the future and about trying to figure out how you can acquire a quarterback next year in the Arch Manning sweepstakes, or, you know, the class is supposed to be loaded. Maybe they take Shedeur Sanders early in the second round, right? And then all of a sudden you go from taking Travis Hunter to Mason Graham and Shedeur Sanders, and also having a first round pick next year. They got a haul. So clearly I understand, like, personally, would I pass on Travis Hunter? No. If I was a fan of the Cleveland Browns, would I be happy? No. But I also don't think Travis Hunter was going to make them a winning team now. So you might as well load up as much as possible. Also, can we talk about Atlanta trading back into the first round by using a first round pick next? So they jumped 20 spots. So they were in like the middle of the second round. They traded a future first to get back into the first round with the Rams to get James Pierce. So that was like four picks before the Bills. I'm very curious if he would have been in play for the Bills if he was still around. My guess is yes. but just like a really big haul for Atlanta to move up and go get him.
Yeah, and the Rams are the beneficiary of that. They're the team that gets that extra, you know, first round pick. The Rams do. Do you think that everything happened today means that do the Steelers think that Aaron Rodgers is signing with them? They did not take a quarterback. They didn't drop back into Sanders. They didn't take him at 21. Although, I think it was Rappaport who reported there was they were divided in the room on Sanders. So obviously he was a consideration there.
Yeah. It's in my contract to not talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, that's right.
I refuse. So I'm going to shove this conversation over to you.
Okay. Well, I think it means that the Steelers also have an inclination that maybe
he's coming.
Aaron Rodgers is coming. Okay. Last thing we also learned tonight, schedule is going to get released May 14th.
Yeah. We don't talk about the schedule at all on this podcast. So that wasn't a notable how NFL to reveal the date that they're going to reveal the NFL schedule. But obviously that's a day that a lot of people get super excited about. So yeah, it's a Wednesday, which is a little weird. Normally it's a Thursday. I'm happy that it's on a Wednesday this year, just because admittedly I had plans the following day on the Thursday. So now I don't have to try and figure out how to piece it all together. So yeah, Wednesday, May 14th is the date.
All right. What do you, are you back here tomorrow with me?
Yeah,
are we
sure.
Doing this again?
Let's also go over a couple. So who did you say you liked in the second round? I just posted a couple.
Well, I think Azaraku would be he has not been taken yet, and that's the edge rusher. And I think that would fit right there. I also think Darius Alexander is a guy that I would like from Toledo. That's a guy that could play the one technique. He's athletic, maybe a little smaller than what they might be looking for, but I like him a lot.
Can one thing about Darius Alexander? All right. I like the player. We did prospect profiles leading up to the draft on Channel 7. Do you know how old Darius Alexander is?
25.
He's going to be 25 when the season starts. He is the same age as Christian Benford, Terrell Bernard, and Greg Rousseau. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's a major red flag.
Can I say this to you? Do you know how old Ray Davis was when they drafted him?
Yeah, but it's a
25.
Okay. Different, though. Defensive tackle, running back, right? Like running back. What's the chances that Ray Davis is getting a second contract? Probably not great, right?
Great. I agree.
Second round pick, defensive tackle. You would like to think that would be a player that you could build and kind of build around for years to come. If he's clearly your best option available, then he should be ready to step in. Like I would have no issue with that. And you see what he turns into. But that is something to monitor. I also think that's probably the reason why he's going to slip into later in the second round. So he's a good one.
What else you got there?
Talked about Xavier Watts. Oh, Kyle Williams, the wide receiver. He's electric. You know who I'm talking about?
And of course, he has the name Kyle Williams.
Yeah, he has the name Kyle Williams. I was listening to Harry Douglas today on ESPN, and he was talking about how impressive it is to watch Kyle Williams continue to accelerate even when the ball is in the air, because he just trusts himself that much that even he's not slowing down. He's taking the ball and he's trying to make a play with it. He is somebody that is rising up draft boards. I also really like Jack Besh from TCU.
Here's a guy I want to ask you about because of the Malachi Stark stuff. What about Emenwari? Would you think that, I mean, this is a traits guy, right? My colleague on WGR 550 Bulldog has been in love with him, and I see why. I mean, the traits are off the charts. I just think it's representative of a big nickel, and I don't think that's something they're going to, yeah, they might play it once in a while, but to play big nickel, you almost have to take Taron Johnson off the field to be able to do it.
Who was the guy a couple of years ago with the ridiculous traits that didn't turn? Isaiah Simmons? Is that the guy?
Yes, but he's turned out to have an okay career now. Yeah. And then Jabril Peppers was the guy that was kind of positionless,
Jeremy
and he's been
Chin
okay.
Was another guy. Listen, traits in the second round, right? We talk about the Bills needing to add athletes. That would be at the second round, I feel like you're swinging on the upside. That's never a bad idea. So he would definitely be somebody I would consider.
All right. We'll be back here tomorrow, right? And what else you got going on between now and then? If you have a couple of names, go right ahead.
The other name is TJ Sanders, the defensive tackle from South Carolina. We did a pre-draft interview with Jordan Reed from ESPN. We did a pre-draft interview with Field Yates from ESPN, and both of them immediately brought him up, and they were like, this is a player who I think is a perfect fit for the Buffalo Bills and what they're trying to do. He's good in the run game. He provides a little bit of possibility of him being a three-down player. So I think TJ Sanders is a name to keep an eye on. I don't know if he would be there for 56, might need a minor move up, but it would feel like that would be a win if they could come out of this draft with their top two picks being Hairston and then a player like TJ Sanders.
What about Landon Jackson as well? Another guy still on the board.
He's met with the Bills like three or four times. And then there's the edge rusher from Ohio State. How do you say the edge rusher from Ohio State's name? Say that again.
JT Tuimoloau. Tuimoloau.
All right, Josiah Stewart from Michigan seems like a really good option for the Bills.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah. You never know. There's some interesting names. Again, I'll go back to the other interesting name, and Azaraku. Not Azaraku, Azaraku is how you say it. I looked it up there, Boston College, but that's a guy that I think
16 and a half sacks last year. 16
now, he had this really big progression from
like 2.5, 16.
Yeah, right. So you don't know how that goes, but you know, you talk about a guy with a high upside ceiling and traits and production right there. That could be a guy right there.
Let's just close it. I like the Hairston pick.
I
know it feels weird. It feels like it's a little bit polarizing. Some people like it. Some people don't like it. It's totally fair.
The only way you don't like is it because you're worried about the run support, right? Maybe the size. I guess. Okay, here. This is what we'll do. You want to tweet us at Sal Sports at Matt_Bove. Let us know. Give us a comment here. What do you not like about him? Like, what is there not to like if you don't?
Everybody's going to say the size, the run support, the ability to tackle. Those are all incredibly valid things. But I just clearly think if the Bills used this asset to get him, they feel like they can either improve that or they don't care enough about it. And I just like the idea of the Bills adding an athlete. Somebody who can run a 4.28 is, we were joking, like how much of a head, you probably not as much, how much of a head start do you need on a 40-yard dash to beat him if he runs a 4.28? I'm probably going to start at the 25-yard line, to be serious.
Well, before we go, we just want to give a shout out and a thank you very much. As every year, the PR department here at the Buffalo Bills really takes care of the media in the media room, snacks, food, really great job for them. We're going to be here. We're here all night, into the night, into the wee hours of the morning. They do a great job. We just want to say thank you very much.
Elena tweeted at me, it's a day of the week, so Matt Bove is refusing to speak about Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. He said it. He said it right away. He said, I refuse. I can't. It's in your contract.
It's a bit at this point. Like, if somebody says Aaron Rodgers, I have to let them know about my disdain for Aaron Rodgers. But it's okay. It's, you know, it's kind of a thing.
Well, you could just talk about the Steelers and what they could do at quarterback, and that could kind of dance around it.
I wanted the Steelers so badly to do the most Steelers thing ever tonight and draft a running back. It would have been so electric. Of like, it wasn't going to happen.
You got the guy I like, though, Derek Harmon.
Huh? Yes, it is. Yeah, okay. Najee Harris, we're going to run it like all the time, and then he's going to leave, and then we're just going to go out and get another run.
He did take a guy that I've liked a lot who I thought was perfect for the Bills, Derek Harmon.
Yeah, Derek Harmon. I think
that's a Steelers kind of guy.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be great there. I mean, they've got such an impressive defensive line anyway. Yeah. Their entire thing is, though, right now, Mason Rudolph's their quarterback.
Will they be playing in Ireland? We don't know. We'll find out May 14th, I guess. All right. Well, make sure you keep it tuned right here. Thank you very much. Matt Bove, Sal Capaccio. It's always game day in Buffalo, whether you're subscribed on iTunes, Spotify. What do you got going today, tomorrow? Anything on WKBW?
Yeah, just what are you guys doing? Normal cover. I mean, we're all expecting collectively in here Max Harrison to get here at some point. So calm down out there. We'll have our normal coverage and everything. We had a draft special tonight, so.
I'll be on with Jeremy and Joe very early tomorrow, like 7 a.m. In the meantime, I want to let everybody know, if you haven't yet, I got a new subscriber service on Twitter. Love you to subscribe. Just go to the Twitter page, at Sal Sports, hit that pink subscribe button. We got a lot of new exclusive content for subscribers. So you need to subscribe to me, too. That way you can get more of me.
I get a discount?
You get a discount. Like, it's like less than a cup of coffee a month, but for you, it'll be less than a cup of water a month. How about you? All right? You got it. Thank you very much. There you go. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Thanks a lot to the Bills again, once again, for a great night here in the media room, but we're going to do it again tomorrow night number 2 for the 2025 NFL Draft.